same as Paul. I'm sure you would love this. One moment.
Hi, Tyler. Tyler, my name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist, and of course, Mary wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of the service, you know, how it works and what's included, and answer any questions that you have. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than the price itself?
Yeah, what guarantees do you guys make?
So our job is
saying that you get us to the...
Yeah, so our job is to list you on the first page of Google where people would see you and pick up the phone and call you on their own. We've been doing this for almost 20 years as a digital marketing firm. We've been part of Google's partnership program for almost 9 years, which goes back to the beginning of that program. And that program is designed to get businesses a higher return on investment with Google advertising. So it's certainly our job to make sure that you do pop up when someone in your service area needs a roofer, whether they go on Google or even on Bing and they're typing in those keywords. So we do create the content that Google wants to see, all the destinations and directories, and it is a month-to-month service. So whether it's known to the public
or not. How long does it take for you to get the results as far as getting someone to the front page of Google?
Good question. So, I mean, obviously, our main focus is getting you on that first page where people can pick up the phone and call you, but that's not the only thing that we would be doing here for you. We would be promoting your existing website, Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. There would be Facebook paid ads as well. So there's a lot of components to start getting your phone ringing even before that first page placement. We do say 30 to 45 days for the best case results. Obviously, it's a month-to-month service, so we fully expect your phone to be ringing and for you to see that return on investment even in that first month, but the second month is a little bit better. And from that point on, it just continues to be firing on all cylinders. Because it is a process. I mean, it's not like we could flip a switch and inundate you with phone calls overnight, even though we are Google guidelines and everything we do is within Google protocol. There is still, you know, the creation of the content, making sure you're verified and recognized by Google, having Google index that content, et cetera. But we don't sit on our hands while that happens. Like I said, we get the social media campaign running as well. It is a flat rate offered on a month-to-month basis with the reduced rate. You're looking at $299.00. It would bill once a month for $299. And, of course, that's with the Facebook ads and everything else included. So there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. It's not a lead-based service. Obviously, you're not paying for leads and then chasing those leads down. We just make sure that people who need your services and can find you would pick up the phone to call you.
Okay, interesting. Gotcha.
Now, Mary says it's mostly residential, but you can take on light or smaller commercial jobs. I mean, if someone called you, you'd at least be able to see if it's a good fit for your business. And that's what happens here is, like I said, you get direct phone calls. So you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. Obviously, you see a value to having someone find you and know that you do those particular services that you've got a website, but you know, obviously a website really only works when people see it, and most consumers rarely, if ever, go past the first page when they're looking for a service. So it's our job to make sure that your phone is ringing on a month-to-month basis. You've got that website that I'm looking at right now. It would give people the reasons to call you. We just want to make it easier for them to find it without already knowing the name of your company.
Okay, gotcha. So how much is it for the monthly fee?
So I'm able to reduce the cost of the service here, and because we were out of the office on Monday, just trying to play catch-up a little bit here, I would waive the initial setup fee to get things started. It would be a fixed flat rate of $299. Now, although that is a reduced cost for what is our platinum package, which is perfect for your service area, Austin and the surrounding area. The $100 of Facebook ads that comes with that package is still left intact in its entirety, so you're not going to see a reduction in that. And, of course, you know, that means about 400 clicks every month. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. So if someone does a search on Google or Bing, your retargeting ads pop up every time for that person. And then if someone in your service area, and again, we can focus on specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods, if they are on your face, on their Facebook page and might happen to need your services or have a project that they might be interested in, they can click on your website and from there, obviously pick up the phone to call you. 20 or 22 cents per click, that $100 budget for Facebook ads does equate to about 400 clicks. And it is, though, that flat rate of $2.99. Now, it's a reduced rate, but it'll never go up on you. It's not like an introductory rate that'll balloon up on you down the road. It's a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, and it's all inclusive, so there's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. So it would just be that exact amount, and with us waiving the initial setup fee, the $2.99 is the out-the-door cost to get things started.
So $2.99 the first month, $2.99 the second month, and so on?
Exactly. No matter how long you keep the service. In fact, even if we raised our prices down the road at some point, your price would never go up. You're locked in at that flat rate of $2.99, and it is month to month. So you can stop at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. And you can pause it too if you end up getting more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. I don't think that would be the case, but it is month to month, and for a good reason. You know, it's our job to make sure that you're getting those phone calls, that we earn your business.
Gotcha.
You will get a detailed reporting and tracking system. You'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. In fact, you would know which clients found you from the paid Facebook ads, from the local map, or even from individual directories that we create. Like I said, whether it's Facebook or Yelp or something like Opendi, Point.com, Telnav. You know, we don't create that content necessarily for your customers to see, but we do create that content for Google to see. And like a website, like your website, talks about your services and service area. That's what's going to get you ahead of your competitors. And if someone finds you on those directories, that's perfect too. But you'll be able to see all of that through your tracking system.
Gotcha. And so this all equates to getting me up to the first page of Google?
Well, yeah, and that's the whole goal. Now, of course, we're not Google. If anyone ever does call you and tell you that they are Google, well, they're telling stories. Their pants are on fire. Although Google does make these types of phone calls for businesses, but you have to have at least 100 locations or more. Anything less than that does fall under the responsibility of the Google Partnership Program. Now, the name of our company is Local Splash. LocalSplash.com is our website. I'm going to send you right now a link to the pricing page off of the website. So it's LocalSplash.com/SEO-packages. Now, it is an SMS message through the computer, but it does work exactly like a text message. So you should receive that to your smartphone. And if you can, you know, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
One second.
Sure, of course.
Yes, I see it.
Okay, perfect. Like I said, you'll be able to track your success. We call it your client dashboard because there is a lot more that you can do besides just track the success of the account. For example, you can even monitor and manage your reviews, your online reputation, right through your tracking system. You'll have reviews on multiple platforms, Google, Bing, Yelp, Foursquare. Wherever someone writes those reviews, you can see those reviews repopulate right on your tracking system. Now, we've been doing this, like I said, since 2004. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. It is, of course, a month-to-month service, but our clients do keep the service because it's profitable. And you'll see a blue-tinted photo that kind of outlines some of the things that we do, especially in the very beginning. Below that, it says Google Ads Partner and a box that says Google Partner with that colorful Google G inside of it. Now, that is not just copy and pasted off of the Internet. It's not a dead link. If it were, that would be a dead giveaway. But you can actually click anywhere on that box. box, and it would take you to Google.com. So right on Google's website, Google.com, in this case, /partner, you can see that we are a Google partner. And that makes all the difference in the world, because Google does fairly regularly make at least small changes to their Mapper Pack algorithm. Now, whether those changes are big or small, they do share those changes with us ahead of time, so we'll always have the right content online to keep you ahead of your competitors, keep you listed on that first page where people would see you and pick up the phone. That's what it's all about, getting that website in front of more eyes. Now, where it says SEO packages, that link that I sent out to you, we're talking about the Platinum package here, which is listed at $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. I would be able to waive that setup fee, save you $300 right there, and then every month it is not $5.99, it is $2.99. So you're saving $5.99 in that first month. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free, just for the normal cost of the setup fee, but it's actually better than that, because next month it's not going to go up to $5.99. In fact, it would, like I said, it would only ever be exactly $2.99 as that flat rate.
Gotcha. Well, I'm interested. It is does seem like a good deal if you guys can deliver what you promise, and it'd be worth it if that was the case. So I have my own website, so would you be boosting my website? Is that how
Correct.
That works? Or how does
yeah. Yeah, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one or don't like their site, but I look at websites, you know, 5 days a week, all day long. I like your website, and we would definitely be able to promote that website. It is Google compliant. It actually does meet Google's criteria for a website that can rank well with the right off-page optimization, and that's what we would be doing. All of the optimization for your business that's off of your web page, all of those directory submissions and the links to that website. So everything would point towards your website. Everything would be promoting your phone number. And, of course, that means people will be picking up the phone to call you directly. Everything has the click-to-call feature, so you'll just be getting calls directly to the number on there.
Gotcha.
Okay. I mean, you've got the website. It's all about getting in front of where people can see it and call you. And like I said, your website's pretty detailed, talks about all the different services, and it would give people the reasons to call you. We just got to get it easier for people to find. I mean, you know, it's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It really is where people go when we don't know who to call. And, you know, having your business listed there, you can compete with the bigger, more established companies as long as you're on that first page as one of those options. Now, obviously, you use Google, so you're probably aware that you will never be the only roofing company that people will see when they go on Google or Bing. And, of course, not everyone will decide to call you. But the calls that you get will come from someone who saw your website first and then decided to call you. So it's a very high conversion rate, very, very different than like a lead-based service. Mary did find, attached to the same phone number, Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie. That's a very, very different service. Of course, that's a lead-based service. Are you using that service currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yeah, currently I am using them.
Okay.
Not the greatest. I'm sure you hear that from a lot of people.
I do, actually. I do hear that a lot. A lot of business owners say, you know, it's hit or miss at best. Sometimes it's hard to even get in touch with people, and you're still being charged for that lead. And roofing leads are definitely not cheap. I mean, realistically, we're talking about, you know, two or three leads for the equivalent of the $2.99. So I don't even think I'm asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. I know from speaking with other business owners that you can pause your Angie leads, you know, go on the app and pause them for 48 hours at a time. I think even if you did that once or twice, I mean, that would easily free up the $2.99. I'm not saying you have to stop using that service. In fact, I do have a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's that one or something like Thumbtack, Networks, Crapjack. Most of my clients, though, I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them, so I think you would do what a lot of my clients do. Once we get your phone ringing, you'll probably scale back on those leads, keep them paused more often. Some of my clients cap their leads at a lower amount. Others will simply shut their lead service off altogether and let their phone ring. You know, Angie's does get a lot of their leads from advertising quite heavily on Google. This does take the middleman out of the equation so that people can find you and call you directly. So I really do think it's going to benefit your company. And I mean, it is, like I said, month to month. Would you want to try it out and at least give us the opportunity to prove it to you and earn your business 1 month at a time?
Let's do it.
Is it Flow State Roofing LLC? Did you want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business? Because I noticed on the website it's not there, but the Angie's List does have it. I mean, it's a personal preference whether you want to include the LLC.
I think Flow State Roofing is fine with
I
being
do too.
Seen, you know, because
I do too.
That's probably doesn't need the LLC.
If anyone ever asks me, I always say to leave off things like Inc. Co.'s and LLC. And, of course, it's a closer match or an exact match of your website. And, of course, it's flowstateroofing.com. That's the website that we'll be promoting for your business. And the number that we are speaking on is the one that you want your customers to call. This is the business number. Is it also a good number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Perfect. Oh, and Mary never did get your last name, Tyler.
Last name is Hafer, H-A-F-E-R.
I thought so. I was looking at the contact page, and I figured that was you. I like the beard. And is it the Tyler Hafer at flowstateroofing.com? That's a good email address for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And then, the other thing I wanted to...
Please don't send this email to anyone...
No,
other than you guys,
no, of course
I don't
not.
Want any flooding of calls.
Absolutely not. We have never done that. In fact, even before we became a Google partner, we never did that. But strict Google guidelines, we cannot share our clients' information with any third party. So it's all just in-house for us. In fact, we're not even really going to be promoting that website actively online. It's just for us to contact you. Most of the time we'll be calling or sending a text, but you know, certainly for longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. And then I know that we took the LLC off, even though it's listed on Angie's, and they do have a physical street address, 5603 Thunderbird Street, Unit A. But, I mean, your business is really service-based, right? I mean, that's not a physical address that customers go to?
No, it's service-based. It's not a physical address anyone's going to want to go to, no.
Perfect. Google really expects service-based businesses to be run that way. They don't expect you to have a showroom or a storefront or anything like that. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I will schedule a follow-up call. We call it our client interview, and it's just like it sounds. We'll have one of our technicians kind of do a deep dive into your services, your service area, kind of verify information that I have and information off of your website. You know, find out if you've got like a mission statement you want us to include, a tagline or motto, slogan, anything like that. The other thing that I'm required to do here before I get you off the phone, because we are Google partners, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does actually get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that in this case we're not just reducing the cost of the service, but we're actually waiving your setup fee, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you've got a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. And then before I do get to that voice verification, Tyler, that initial investment, that $299, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's going to be a Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name first and last? Is there a middle initial or the business name?
It's my name first and last.
Okay. And then, Tyler, you said it was a Visa, so that should actually start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. 1 second. I don't have my wallet on me, so I got to get on my phone real quick and get that looking so I can see it. that. I got it on my phone app, and it kind of shows, it shows like the last four, but I'm trying to see the rest of it.
Right.
I can't get it to show me the full number on there. One Well, I'm going to be back home in about 15 minutes. Would you guys be able to call me right back? Because
sure.
I have my wallet at that phone, so I always use my phone these days.
Not a problem. I can give you a call back in like 15, 20 minutes and then take a look at our client interview calendar to see what is still available today. May end up being short notice for 4 o'clock, but I might still be able to get you in at 5 o'clock.
Okay, that sounds fine.
All right. I'll give you a call back in about 15, 20 minutes then.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you, Tyler. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye. All right, thanks.